Continuing on our Week 15 NFL picks, Brad and Ben from the podcast Sports Meets Beer in studio. You can check out their podcast on the podcasting places that you download and listen over and over again. Let's go with the Falcons at 4-9, taking on the 49ers at Levi's. 49ers are 11-2. Just throwing out there, the Niners win and they're in for the playoffs. It doesn't, nobody else has to lose. They just have to win a game to get into the playoffs. Win and clinch. What do you think, Brad?
There's a lot of talk out there about this being a trap game for the 49ers.
Right.
All that kind of garbage. They're minus 11 in this game. In an NFL game, the 49ers are favored by 11 points. That's crazy.
It is.
That's crazy. I could see where people would make the argument that it's a trap game, right? You're coming off of a crazy three-game stretch. You have a divisional stretch coming up to end the season. This is an Atlanta team that's not very good. It's just one of those things that, like, even in a trap game, the matchup is so bad for Atlanta. Their offensive line is bad. Matt Ryan's not mobile. The 49er pass defense has been really good. The 49er rush defense has had trouble at times this year, but Atlanta only runs the ball at 80 yards a game. So part of that is that they're down a lot, but you also saw them blitz the Saints and win a couple weeks ago. So you know it's in them. The 49er offense, as it has done each of the last three seasons now, is coming into its own in December. We saw Jimmy Garoppolo put together his best game as a 49er in his career altogether. We talked about it on the podcast. He played three games last year. He's played 13 games this year. That officially makes one full season in the Shanahan offense. I think you're going to start to see him really open things up. I think it's going to be a high-scoring game, actually, because I think the Falcons will be able to score some points, but look for the Niners to blitz them early. And I don't mean that just in terms of like bringing extra guys. I think look for them to really put up points early in that game. Atlanta try to make a comeback. Take the over and also take the Niners land the points.
Oh, yeah.
All right, what's your coin say there, Ben? Here we go.
As I said, home, the heads is home team, and I am going with the 49ers.
All right.
Shocker, shocker. But you really can't deny 11 points. Seriously.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And can we talk last week? Was that not the best game of the decade?
It was the best. It's definitely the season by far.
It's in the conversation for the decade. I totally agree.
Yeah. Falcons have actually won three of their last five, so they are playing better than they have been. But, again, at home, Niners clinch a playoff spot if they win. Can't not pick the home game in that situation. So
they're just so well coached and prepared for these games now. It just doesn't, the trap game doesn't feel like a thing.
Right. So clean sweep for the 49ers. Jacksonville 4-9 coming into Oakland to play the Raiders at 6-7. Get your third coin out there, champ.
Boo, what a horrible game this is going to be.
Is it Minshew or is it Foles?
It's Minshew and Foles.
There we go. Jaguars win this one. That's what the coin says. You know, Jacobs, I think it, and rightfully so, should probably sit out the rest of the year. Why put him through anymore getting beat up? I think he just should, you know, my shoulder hurts. Sorry, I can't make this one. Wait till Vegas, man. That's all I could say. There's no sense in wasting a talent like that. He's been proven as a talent.
I think if you're a Raider fan, there is real hope to be had here. I think the rookie class is really good. You know, here's the thing. John Gruden's not going anywhere. Mike Mayock, obviously, it's his first year. He's not going anywhere. You've got some continuity on that team, despite the injuries and despite just how thin they are on the roster, right? As 49er fans, we saw this 2 years ago. You just don't have the ability to overcome injuries. If you're Jacksonville, Doug Marrone probably doesn't have a job next year. It's a lame duck coach type situation.
Probably doesn't have a job next week.
Yeah, maybe. It's a lame duck.
The Raider Moron treatment.
The talent is there. The effort is there. I don't think that they've given up. I think John Gruden has those guys fired up. I think the energy that will be in the Coliseum. Now, if they get down 14-0, it may be bad. I don't see how you could pick against the Raiders in this scenario.
I'm going to go with the Raiders too, believe it or not. Like I asked, who is going to be the quarterback? They keep switching it. They gave Nick Foles $50 million or whatever it was. And I know he got hurt, but then he came back and they benched him anyway. It's like, it's Jacksonville's a mess. As usual.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, no, what big news there. So I don't know. I the Raiders are on the right track. Jacksonville sucks. I'm going to go Raiders. All right. There you go. Those are the NFL picks. You can relive them at 977theriver.com. And we will do Beer 30 coming up at 8:30 here on the river.
Woohoo!
My favorite time.